Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
We allege he then took out a 9mm 3D printed ghost gun, equipped with a 3D printed suppressor, and shot him once in the back and once in the leg.
Bragg says Mangione is expected to waive extradition at a hearing in Pennsylvania this Thursday. Lawmakers receiving a classified briefing on the reported drone sightings, the majority in the Northeast, but also around the country, including near a military installation in Utah. The federal government reinforcing that there's no danger to the public. The Fed board wrapping up its policy meeting tomorrow and could announce another interest rate cut. This is ABC News. After being on dialysis for more than 8 years, a woman from Alabama has received a new kidney.
Tawana Looney remembers the day her doctor told her she was eligible for a transplant.
First she sat me down, she said, Tawana, I may have you a kidney.
Then she was told the rest of the story.
Yeah, she said, but it's not a human kidney, it's a pig kidney.
Looney received her new pig kidney at NYU Langone Health last month. Doctors say Looney is healthier than two other similar recipients, both of whom died within a few months of their transplants.
It's unbelievable.
Sherry Preston, ABC News, New York.
One of the earliest tablets inscribed with the Ten Commandments is scheduled to go up for auction at Sotheby's tomorrow in New York City. That auction house says the tablet is the world's oldest, dating anywhere from the year 300 to 800, unearthed in 1913 during the railroad excavations in the Ottoman Empire, now Israel. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel. Your American Family Insurance Agents. Insurance designed with you in mind. Cloudy and calm this evening with a low of 30. Breezy and cooler tomorrow with a high of 30. Winds will be northwest 10 to 20. And turning overcast and chilly tomorrow night with a low of 17. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east-northeast at 2 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 28 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Some Madison schools were swatted this morning, the day after the tragic shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. Students from the Madison Metropolitan School District sent an email to families saying some schools got calls reporting there was a person outside the building in crisis and they had a weapon. The caller ID made it look like the call was from 988, the Suicide Crisis Lifeline. According to the district, staff immediately called police. Investigators found all the calls to be hoaxes. Some schools were placed on secure holds while officers investigated. District officials said these were cases of swatting, where people call and report a dangerous situation that doesn't exist. Those calls can come from anywhere. Often they're from outside the state and can even be from outside the United States. Staff said swatting is becoming more common after tragedies. Governor Tony Evers today ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff in honor of the victims of the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison yesterday. Flags are to immediately be lowered to half staff. The order runs today through Sunday. You should conduct a frozen pizza check. Palermo's has recalled just over 1,700 Connie's thin crust cheese frozen pizzas. They say it's due to potential plastic contamination. The impacted products were distributed in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota. They've already been pulled from store shelves. If you've got one in your freezer, you should throw it out and contact the store for a refund. The $3 billion expansion of a drug maker in Kenosha County took a step forward last night. The Pleasant Prairie Planning Commission approved preliminary site plans for the expansion at Eli Lilly. The project will add over 60,000 square feet of office, manufacturing, and warehouse space to the facility. Construction will start this month with an aim to be completed by March of 2026. The Department of Motor Vehicles reminds people to get their updated real IDs. Wisconsin DOT says the real ID will take effect in May of next year after multiple delays due to the pandemic and rollout issues. You'll need those updated IDs to get on airplanes and enter secure federal buildings. If you don't have a new ID or need help obtaining one, you can contact the DMV online at wisconsindmv.gov to schedule an appointment to get a new ID. Only 62% of residents currently have that compliant ID. More avian influenza has been spotted in northeast Wisconsin. Animal control officers in Brown County say a flock of geese were recently found dead of the flu in the village of Howard. Veterinarians say warmer winters are allowing more birds to migrate for longer, contributing to the spread of the disease. Wisconsin ag officials remind all poultry farmers to practice biosecurity and keep their flocks away from migrating waterfowl. A legislative study committee on sandhill cranes has made its recommendation. Following a fifth and final meeting last week, the panel of lawmakers, ag and conservation groups last week advanced a draft bill that would authorize sandhill crane hunts and fund compensation to farmers for crop losses. State Senator Romaine Quinn of Cameron said he thinks that represents the best opportunity for any movement to address the issue. But State Senator Mark Spreitzer of Beloit said he doesn't see a bill that includes hunting the cranes passing. The panel voted against a standalone crop damage support bill and did not vote at all on a bill for standalone hunt. The combined bill will go to the legislature's Budget Committee for consideration. Many pet lizards, snakes, birds, or fish are tropical and cannot survive in the wild in Wisconsin. So releasing them to the wild can be deadly for the animal. If they can survive the weather exotic, pets can be a hazard for the environment. Lisa Hale has the story.
What happens when someone can no longer care for an exotic pet, like a lizard, a bird, fish, or insect? Traditional shelters aren't equipped to care for them. Releasing them into the wild is dangerous for the animals and for the environment. John Moyles is the director of J&R Aquatic Animal Rescue in Neenah.
You know, like you get a goldfish at the carnival, you know, you don't know what to do with it. And then, yeah, you know, if it weren't for us, you wouldn't really have a place to go with that goldfish. And you might think that, you know, dumping it into the lake or a river might be a good option. But those animals can actually thrive in our native waters and then will outcompete native animals by becoming an invasive species.
As Wisconsin's largest exotic pet rescue, Moyles says that JRAAR has rescued over 1,900 animals in 2023, and they look to surpass that number this year.
Oshkosh Corporation's production of new delivery vehicles for the U.S. Postal Service is off to a rocky start. In an investigative story, the Washington Post reports Oshkosh has delivered just 93 of the 3,000 next-generation delivery vehicles that were expected by the end of November. The story cites internal documents and communications from the company blaming the delays on an inability to collaborate the vehicle's airbags, leaking chassis, and problems securing bodies from Challenge Manufacturing in Michigan. Those issues were reportedly kept from the Postal Service by Oshkosh executives. The report also claims the Oshkosh plant in Spartanburg, South Carolina, is producing just one NGDV a day instead of the 80 that were expected by this point. The value of the Postal Service contract could reach $10 billion. The first day of winter is this Saturday. While winter is close, there is still a lot of electrical construction going on in Richland Center. Richland Center utility manager Scott Gauld says Frontier is working on a complete overbuild for the city's fiber line. Frontier is currently working on its distribution lines. Due to the overbuild project by Frontier, residents will notice a lot of flags in their yards for underground boring. He also alerts all residents to the fact that all electric meters will be replaced as they have reached their end of life. Utility workers will be on residents' property to convert electric meters. As holiday celebrations continue, the American Red Cross encourages donors to keep the blood supply top of mind by giving blood or platelets this month. Type O negative blood donors and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now to help ensure patients can continue to receive the care they need in the coming weeks. Two opportunities will be held this week to bring joy to someone facing a medical emergency by giving something that means something with a blood or platelet donation. A blood drive will be held Thursday from 9:30 to 2:30 at Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. A blood drive will also be held Friday from 9:30 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Waniwok. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Brewers raised over $4 million for charity in 2023. The Brewer Community Foundation, the club's charitable branch, reports the money was raised across the foundation's events, programs, and other initiatives. In addition to the monetary donations, Brewers coaches, players, and front office staff made over 120 appearances and gave up more than 5,900 hours to support nonprofits. Foundation Executive Director Cecilia Gore says organizations supported place the highest priority on serving local communities in the state of Wisconsin. The organization has raised over $60 million since starting in 2010. The public is invited to Frank's Hill Saturday to view the setting sun on the day of the year with the least amount of daylight, known as the winter solstice. Weather permitting, you are invited to join the festivities and remember events of the past year. A moment of silence will be observed for those who have passed away since the last trip around the sun. Following the sunset, attendees are welcome to gather around the campfire to share stories and learn more about Frank's Hill, considered a sacred site by the Ho-Chunk Nation and other Native American peoples. Arrive by 4 to allow time to hike to the top of the hill. Dress warmly and bring your own food and drink and a chair for sitting around the fire. Park by the first gate on the east side of the road, a short distance from Highway 60, and follow the field road to the top of the hill. Frank's Hill is located on State Highway 193, just off State Highway 60, a few miles west of Muscadet. A group of unique effigy mounds is situated on the east ridge where the event will occur. The site offers a panoramic vista of the area, which once contained the highest concentration of bird effigy mounds found anywhere in the world, including the remnants of the giant Ghost Eagle Mound with a wingspan of nearly 1,300 feet. The Ghost Eagle Mound factors into the alignment with the setting sun on the winter solstice. Most archaeologists agree the mounds were built 1,000 or more years ago. The Wisconsin State Patrol is looking for new recruits. Lieutenant Nate Hendrickson says they encourage people from all backgrounds and walks of life to apply. Hendrickson says, like other agencies across the state and country, the State Patrol isn't immune to staffing challenges. The application period ends January 19th for the State Patrol's 71st and 72nd recruit classes. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Jackie Heideman.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eva Ann Schilling, age 91, died November 20th in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Viola Cemetery in the spring. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Eva Ann Schilling, age 91. Mary Ann Krako, 91 of Hillsboro, died Monday at Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsboro. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family of Mary Ann Krako, 91, of Hillsboro. Rod Gilman, 76, of Parker, Arizona, died December 10th after a battle with colon cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon to 4 at the Rockton Bar. Rod Gilman, 76, of Parker, Arizona. Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz, died November 9th at home. A celebration of life will be held Thursday, December 26th, from 5 until 8 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz. Terry L. Windsor, 78, of Blue River, died December 4th at Gunderson Health System. A celebration of life will be held Thursday, January 9th at 2 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Thursday, January 9th from 1 until the time of service at 2. Terry L. Windsor, 78, of Blue River.
JCPenney has more gifts, bigger savings for every holiday wish list. Celebrate the season that never stops giving. From denim to diamonds, PJs to perfume, and mixers to massagers, we're giving you more options than ever at a value that helps you give a little extra. Looking for more bright ideas? We've got the big brands everyone wants. From Levi's to Legos, there's more to love for them and you. All the deals, all the feels, all the gifts to go around. JCPenney, make it count.
Hi, it's Carl from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, wishing you a joyous Christmas season filled with love, laughter, and safe travels.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Overcast and cloudy out there, with light scattered snow showers bringing less than an inch tonight. Winds are out of the northwest at about 5 miles per hour, and overnight will stay cloudy and calm. Versus tomorrow, it's going to be a breezy and a little bit cooler day. We'll be waking up to temperatures in the low 30s that are going to be slowly falling throughout the afternoon and into the evening, with overnight lows bottoming out in the teens. Winds will be cranking out of the northwest, gusting up to 20 miles per hour too, slapping a wind chill on top of that. So grab the layers. And don't forget the gloves. And you might as well start digging out all the snow removal tools. Because we have our first widespread snowstorm hitting the state on Thursday. Right now, the models are trending the heaviest snow up north. However, we all know that that track can shift. Right now, here for us, we're guaranteed a good 1 to 3 inches. Snow will start early in the morning, continue through the afternoon, and wind down late in the evening. The heavier totals up north look around 3 to 6 inches. So if the system does start to slide a little bit more south, we could see some of that. Otherwise, for Friday, a few flurries could be flying early, but no accumulations are expected and that winds down by the afternoon, and in fact, the sunshine makes a return. High temperatures both on Thursday and Friday will be in the upper 20s, and then we slide to the mid-20s for Saturday and Sunday. We'll see more clouds out there on Saturday and more sunshine on Sunday. Then, we start to get cloudy again for Monday, and mild. In fact, we climb above freezing, melting some of that recent snow off as highs reach the mid-30s. We do have a small chance of light rain or a scattered snow shower Monday night, and those temperatures don't stop warming. So whatever snow we do get, I suspect it'll be gone by next week.
making our chances for a white Christmas a little bit more out of reach. However, I do suggest that Thursday is a great day to get outside and take pictures in the snowfall, especially with family and friends. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 28 degrees after a high of 32 and a morning low of 26. Yesterday's high was 38 and we received a trace of precipitation. Record high set back in 1984 is 54 degrees with a record low of 19 below that was set back in 1961. Last year's high was 40 with a low of 34. Sunset took place tonight at 4:27 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:29. Winds are out of the east-northeast at 1 mile per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.16, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 28 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. With a look at tonight's high school sports action, here's Phil Nee.
Girls basketball games in the area, Highland at Lafarge, Brookwood travels to New Lisbon, Nisida at Cashton, Waniwak Center at Hillsboro, and Bangor at Royal in the Scenic Bluffs, Mauston is at Viroqua, Wazika Steuben travels to DeSoto in the Ridge and Valley, it's Ithaca at North Crawford, a game that will start at 6:30 this evening, Seneca is at Kickapoo, and also tonight, Portage is at Reedsburg, Darlington at Iowa Grant, Boscobel at Mineral Point, and Riverdale at Cuba City. In boys basketball, River Valley travels to Cambridge, North Crawford at Riverdale, Sauk Prairie at Dodgeville, Prairie du Chien at Aquinas, Wisconsin Heights travels to Waniwak. It's Baraboo at Wisconsin Dells, Seneca at Brookwood, Viroqua at GET, Fenimore at Westby, it's Ithaca at Nisida, and coming up on WRCO tonight, Richland Center is at Mauston. Here is Richland Center boys basketball coach Brian Pulse.
They lost an all-time player for them last year. I think he did set the school scoring record. He's playing in the WEAC now, a really great player. So whenever you have a player like that leave your program, you're looking for a new identity. Some of the kids played last year, so they got a little bit of experience, but they have a really, really outstanding freshman. He's a forward, but he'll play a little bit on the outside. Watching a little bit of film of him, he's advanced for his age, most definitely. He's very smooth with the ball. I think it's going to be a really nice test for us to have an individual player as skilled as him. He's off to a really good start his first five games here as a varsity player. So we're trying to keep him in check. They've got a nice shooter on the perimeter. Another forward that really is kind of their glue guy. So they have a nice team, and it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Richland Center boys basketball coach Brian Pulse. Hear the action tonight beginning with a pregame time around 7 o'clock on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
The Milwaukee Bucks shoot for their first NBA Cup title when they take on the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight in Las Vegas. Tip-off is scheduled for 7:30. Two Milwaukee starters missed the team practice yesterday. Damian Lillard was getting treatment for a calf contusion, but said he will play in the in-season tournament championship game. Chris Middleton was sick, and his availability will be determined before tip-off. Milwaukee Bucks guard Damian Lillard is the reigning NBA All-Star Game MVP after scoring 39 points last February in the highest scoring game the league has ever seen. The East won that game 211 to 186. It rewrote the record book. It did not make the league happy, though. So the NBA is changing how the midseason showcase works once again. The league has announced they finalized changes for the reimagined All-Star game, turning it into a one-night tournament. A Sunday night of All-Star weekend, and following the format that the Rising Stars Challenge for rookies and second-year players has used in recent years. Marquette takes on its Big East Conference schedule when Butler visits the Pfizer Forum tomorrow night. The Golden Eagles are ranked number 9 in this week's college basketball poll with a record of 9-2. Coach Shaka Smart's team has wins over top 15 opponents, Purdue and Wisconsin, and top programs like Georgia and Maryland. UConn is favored to win the conference, and Marquette was picked 4th. The performance of Packers linebacker Adrian Cooper on Sunday Night Football shows that he can mean what he can mean to his team's defense. Cooper led Green Bay with 7 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 1 sack, 2 quarterback hits, 2 pass defenses, and an interception. Head coach Matt LaFleur says the rookie is just scratching the surface of what he can become. Cooper has missed the last 3 games with a hamstring injury. The Badger football program is restocking its quarterback room. San Diego State quarterback Danny O'Neill will arrive via transfer portal. O'Neill started 11 games last season as a true freshman, throwing for nearly 2,200 yards and a dozen touchdowns and 6 interceptions. The Aztecs had a record of 3-9. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
As the holiday season continues, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society reminds you that many foods that humans eat should not be given to pets. For example, rich foods such as gravy, sweets, turkey, turkey or chicken skin can cause pancreatitis and should be avoided. Other potentially dangerous food for pets include mushrooms, nuts, avocados, garlic, onions, raisins, grapes, coffee grounds, and alcohol. Finally, never give your pets, especially dogs, chocolate. Instead, give them tasty treats designed especially for animals. Not only will your pets love these treats, but they'll also love you, the giver of the treats. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invite you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available.
Prices are crazy. Everything costs more. Except one thing, diamonds. Diamonds are the one thing that have come down in the world when everything else is going up. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and guys, I've got more diamonds in the showcases than you would expect in a small town jewelry store. Necklaces, rings, earrings, anniversary rings, and probably some other stuff. My staff and I are here until Christmas Eve to help you stuff that stocking better than ever this year. Natural diamonds, lab diamonds, big diamonds, little diamonds, new diamonds, estate diamonds. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, filled with affordable diamonds.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Soybeans and corn were lower Tuesday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower. South American crop conditions are favorable, with some private estimates rising for Brazil. Unknown destinations and Spain both bought U.S. soybeans ahead of the open Tuesday. January beans were down 5 1/4 at 976 3/4. March was 70 1/4 lower at 978 3/4. January soybean meal was up 30 cents at 287.20. January soybean oil is down 110 points at 40.62. Corn was lower, monitoring weather in Argentina and Brazil, expecting big crops out of South America this year. Overall, demand is solid, with Mexico purchasing U.S. corn Tuesday morning. March was down 1 1/2 at 443 1/2, and May corn was 1 3/4 lower at 450. And wheat was lower. It continues to wait for Russia's export cap and higher tariffs to go into effect next year. Still, that's a couple of months away, and most of the vacuum might be filled by bigger crops in Argentina and Australia. March Chicago was 5 lower at 545. March Kansas City wheat was down 6 3/4 at 552 1/2. March Minneapolis wheat was down 5 at 595 a bushel. Live cattle were mixed ahead of this week's direct business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. February live was down 22 at 189.75, and April was 17 lower at 191.57. With cash support and that lower move in corn, January feeders were up $1.92 at 257.47, and March feeders were $1.90 higher at 258.27. And hogs were mostly lower on spread trade, along with the cash and wholesale fundamentals during the session. February lean was down 35 at 83.20. The April contract was 20 cents lower at 88.05. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Coleman Becker from Auburndale High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Coleman is involved in football and wrestling, and when he's not playing sports, he's involved in FFA fundraisers and work on the family farm. Many of their fundraising projects go to help out during the holidays.
All that money that we raise goes straight towards our local Toys for Tots. Our FFA actually does the shopping. We go to a local store and we buy a bunch of toys, and I think I received was like 16 feet long this year.
Coleman likes how farmers look out for each other and remembers going with his dad to Nebraska to help farmers that fell victim to flooding. He plans to go to tech school to study agribusiness and bring that knowledge back home to add another generation to the family farm.
Around here, it seems that a lot of the small farmers have started going to a decline. For me to be a four-time generational farmer, that's really something neat.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were floated in the south at $193 to $195 live. The north was quiet. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week, especially with Friday's cattle on feed report from the USDA. Box beef end of the day lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.74. At $315.63, select closed at $1.07 lower, $288.50. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and down nearly 1,000 on the year. Closing cash hog prices were delayed due to technical issues at the USDA, but at midday, they were lower with a weighted average of $78.84. Closing pork values were also delayed due to technical issues at the USDA. At midday, those were lower, down 64 cents at $94.63. Estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head, even on the week and about even on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A fertilizer market analyst says she expects a stable nitrogen supply in 2025. Veronica Nye is with the Fertilizer Institute.
We're well positioned from a production capacity to carry into 2025 with the ability to produce an increasing amount of nitrogen for the marketplace.
She says there's some concerns about the direction of prices. More news is next.
I think our industry has changed more in the last 5 years than it did in the first 25 years.
Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast?
The pie is twice as big as it was a decade ago. You know, we're talking about that 14 billion pound projection for soybean oil to biofuels. 10 years ago, it was 5.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
We crush more soybeans to make vegetable oil for clean fuels. We are also making that much more protein to be able to do that.
And the benefits keep growing.
Everybody has the right to breathe clean air, to drink healthy water, and to have a cool environment to live in. I think biofuels are part of the solution to make those things happen.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now.
President and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives says reports that a continuing resolution is being finalized is good news for American agriculture. Chuck Connor says the proposal is reported to include much-needed financial assistance for farmers. He says while it won't make producers whole again, it will help.
There is disaster assistance primarily aimed at, you know, the southeast region of the country. Hurricane damage and that funding level is estimated at $20 billion.
The H5N1 virus is a concern for pork producers going into 2025. Dr. Megan Niederwerder with the Swine Health Information Center says there's risk associated with poultry and dairy.
Our animal caretakers on the swine farm potentially having access to dairy farms or poultry farms. Are there other operational connections that could put our swine farms at risk, such as contract crews that maybe work at poultry farms and then come to a swine farm?
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Brad Sirianni is a farmer, former farm business management instructor, and ag lender who says many families need help getting a clear picture of their income and expenses, starting with knowing the cost of production for everything the farm produces. We'll hear more from Brad Sirianni next on today's Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Get the farm equipment you need at the upcoming Ritchie Brothers U.S. Agriculture Equipment event on December 19th. This online-only auction will feature items located in Denver, Minneapolis, Kansas City, and Chicago. Choose from over 50 items of prime agriculture gear, including sprayers, tractors, harvesters, combine headers, and much, much more. Don't miss this absolute unreserved auction December 19th. Register for free, then bid online at rbauction.com. That's rbauction.com.
Brad Sirianni is a farmer and a lender with FSB Bank in Wisconsin. He says many farmers don't even try to get their cost of production figured out.
It's been a common problem that we're having, and we have to know it. Our margins today are so thin. In order for us to respond and react and be able, you know, make adjustments in our plans, just requires us to know that number. Otherwise, if we're marketing milk, for example, and how do they know if 1850 milk is good? You know, I don't know. On their farm, that might be good. On the other farm, it might not be high enough. Or in another farm, I might be locking in $2 a profit.
And that change could happen right over the fence. It doesn't have to be far away.
Yes, exactly. And as, you know, collecting this data over the years, we would see exactly that. It's amazing how different it can be just from the next farm down the road.
Along with knowing that cost of production, find the pennies.
It's all those management decisions in every single area. So all of your different expense areas, where can you find the pennies? And then the pennies will add up, and then the pennies create more zeros. And hopefully it's positive. On our farms, you know, sometimes with multiple families involved in the farm is paying for a lot of things that you and I off the farm would view as family living expenses. And we commingle that, and it kind of traps us into not knowing how much we're actually paying ourselves from the farm. And then how much it's actually costing us for our family living expenses. And we all know insurance has gone up and inflation has caused a whole lot of other things to go up. And if we don't keep track of that, that's going to in turn come back and affect the farm too. It comes down to records and being, you know, just if you're going to get your electric bill, for example, as you're working through that, a lot of times you know how much it could approximately be for your house, you know, separate from your barn. Just make it, put a little line item in there so when you go review your records, you can pull that out and add them up, and there's my family living expenses.
You don't have to put a separate meter and just do the math, right?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to make it really complicated.
You mentioned that cover crops have another unique problem. It's tough to show what their profitability level is at this point. Why?
The investment in the cover crop seems to be offset by the subsidies that are out there that are paying you to put in cover crops. So what happens when those disappear?
That's Brad Sirianni. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
As the year ends, Meyer Oil and LP expresses their gratitude for the continued support, wishing all their customers a magical Christmas and a bright new year.
As the holiday season fills the air with joy, we wish you a Christmas filled with laughter, love, and cherished moments. May your days be merry and bright, and may the new year bring you nothing but happiness and success. Warmest holiday wishes to you and yours from Napa Auto and Truck Parts, KJ Cold Storage, Other Brothers Creamery, and by Total Protect.
Frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. and doesn't show signs of stopping. And I bought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let us know, let us know, let us know. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate to go out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is just so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow.
That was Darius Rucker with Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. And I'm Tim Thede, and I'm here until, I'll be bringing you some music until around the 7 o'clock hour, so I'll be here till the top of the hour. And that's when we'll be bringing you high school basketball action. It'll be Richland Center at Mauston, and that's boys action. And Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. Hoping your Tuesday is a good one out there. And, yeah, right now our temperature is at 28 degrees. And Darius Rucker says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. But we haven't seen any yet. They were talking about maybe some earlier today, according to Brittany Merlot. And she says now tonight, cloudy and calm. But I know there's still talk of possibly some snow. But we haven't seen any yet. So it's hard to say if we will get any precipitation. It's always good to be on the lookout in case you do have any. So because roadways could get a little slick if we get any. But if we do, please drive with caution. And it looks like tomorrow's just going to be a cool day. Then Thursday is when we're supposed to get some accumulation, actually, probably the largest accumulation of the year, possibly, because we could possibly get up to 3 inches of snow. We'll wait and see what happens. And we'll have to wait until it gets a little bit closer, because those totals can easily change depending on how the storm tracks. But be sure to listen to WRCO 100.9 FM, and we'll keep you up to date on any weather conditions as they change. And tonight, the Eagle School is hosting an open house and Christmas program. Actually, they had the open house earlier. The Christmas program will feature the elementary grades and high school music classes. The auditorium doors are now open for that concert at Eagle School, and that program starts at 6 o'clock. So you still have a little time if you want to head on over to Eagle School, and that starts in about 12 minutes. Also, Richland Center's Rotary Lights in the Park is being held through New Year's Eve. The exhibit will open each night with walkthroughs from 6 to 6:50 and drive-throughs from 7 to 9. Also, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be on hand every Friday and Saturday.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Veroqua.
Happy holidays from Heather from the Creative Outlet, where special orders for craft supplies are available weekly.
Men are so hard to shop for. Ladies, do you get stuck not knowing what to get your guy? He already has tools, clothes, sporting goods, and electronics. Hey, this is Amanda at JJ Welsh Jewelers, and I bet I know something your guy doesn't have much of. Jewelry, or maybe even a nice watch. We've recently put together some really neat jewelry that Wisconsin guys will actually wear. From amazing Glock watches to masculine chains, crosses, bracelets, and even really cool dog tags that can be engraved. And so many more amazing ideas for that hard-to-buy-for guy for Christmas. Shop JJ Welsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
For everyone with Greater Richland Tourism, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And also, we look forward to meeting all of our new visitors and guests and soon-to-be friends. Let's everyone have a Happy New Year.
This Christmas, Mark's Auto Body and Mechanical is celebrating their amazing customers. They hope the season brings joy and that 2025 is filled with exciting opportunities for all.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO 100.9.
Yeah, girl, I just had me one hell of a work week. It's been driving me crazy. Not in love with you, baby. And I've been thinking about breaking in the weekend, not doing any sleeping. So get in, let's take a ride. And baby, let's go take a dirt road. Kick it back, find a good song on the radio till we get lost in a sunset falling. You and I getting down to some up all night. Now don't forget your flip-flops. We can stop by the quick stop, get some jerky and a 12-pack. No telling when we'll be back. I got a cooler and a truck bed, a couple towels when we get wet, 'cause you know we're gonna jump in. It takes a little midnight swing. Radio till we get lost in a sunset falling. They are bringing by the creek where the moon peaks over that sycamore tree, and it won't be anyone watching, no one watching. Now there ain't nothing wrong, baby, you and I getting down, loosen up all night. Some up all night. Yeah, me and you, up all night. Yeah. Na 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 na.
Christmas treasures on WRCO Radio are a gift to you and your family from the WCCU Credit Union and Joan Chevrolet.
As the year winds down, Christmas gives us a chance to pause, to reflect on what matters most, and to appreciate the people who make life beautiful. Here's to a season of gratitude and peace.
The Jones family sincerely thanks you for your business. It's the wish of everyone here at Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts that each and every one of you has a wonderful holiday season with family and friends. Jones Chevrolet and Napa are committed to quality, service, and savings to Southwest Wisconsin now and in the new year. We look forward to seeing you soon. Merry Christmas from Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
This Christmas, it's not just about the presents under the tree. It's about the love around it. Whether you're sipping cocoa by the fire or watching the kids light up at the sight of snow, the real treasures are the moments we share. Make this season unforgettable.
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU by wearing red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed and contribute to our care packages for local troops. From all of us at WCCU, best wishes for a safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas Treasures, celebrating the real reason for the season, are sponsored on WRCO Radio by Jones Chevrolet and the WCCU Credit Union.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. A jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. A jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in a jingling meet. That's the jingle bell rock. Gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet and jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in a jingling beat. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell rock.
Singing glory.
crazy in this baby boy.